Last year at this time, oil prices were at an all-time high of $147 a barrel. Americans were rethinking summer plans and even their lifestyles. These days, prices are much lower, but policymakers are still concerned about what's going on in the oil market. Here to talk about that is Sarah Ladislaw. She's an energy analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C., and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We're hearing about volatility, and we're seeing it, you know, in the newspapers, the ups and downs of oil prices. How volatile is the oil market now compared to historically?
I think historically you've seen, you know, periods of volatility, but they can be explained, you know, explained by geopolitical events, by supply shortages, things that are natural reasons for a market to be volatile. The difference now, though, is that the market is relatively well supplied. In fact, it's oversupplied and demand isn't that high, but you're still seeing sort of a precipitous run-up in prices, though they're at a much lower threshold. And that volatility is sort of causing some of the policy concern.
The whole question of why the market is so volatile has prompted two European leaders, Nicolas Sarkozy of France and Gordon Brown of the UK, to recently write about this, joined together to write about this. They criticized what they call damaging speculation, mm-hmm. called for regulation of oil traders. What about it? Speculation, it always feels like a dirty word.
Yeah. Speculators are certainly getting sort of a bad name in all of this. I mean, I think that the trick is to be very specific about what you mean in terms of a speculator. There are those people who are buying and selling physical barrels of oil, and those people are traders. And there are also other people that are involved in the market. These are sort of big investors, people who are getting involved in commodities to sort of hedge other kinds of risk like inflation or the dollar. And over the last several years, this is really sort of one of the factors that's changed a lot in oil markets. A lot of people, when they hear the word speculators, they think of people who are making short hedging bets just to turn a profit. And there are some people like that as well in the markets. The concern in the policy debate is, who are the speculators? Are they doing something to manipulate the market? Or is this just some new market feature that's come about by all this new money that exists now in oil markets?
With all this talk of regulation, how do you regulate the price of oil?
Well, and the discussion right now is not really necessarily about regulating the price of oil. The price of oil is determined by these market conditions, plus some taxes that are involved at the federal and state level when it comes down to products like gasoline and things like that. The real question on the table for the regulation question is in the futures market, whether or not there should be regulation on these index traders and these swap providers, these people who are interacting in the market but not actually buying physical barrels of crude. Can they regulate how those companies interact in the market? And that's something that in this country, the Commodities Future Trade Commission, or the CFTC, regulates.
Where do you see oil prices headed?
I think in the near term, you're going to see oil prices stay about where they are, maybe about $10 up, so about maybe $60, $70. For right now, people don't see a very good reason for prices to go much higher than that because commercial stocks are so high. Big producers like Saudi Arabia, if they wanted to produce more and they saw a reason to, tomorrow could bring on new supplies. People who are forecasting oil prices going forward are really looking at the shape of the economic recovery, because the shape of the economic recovery is really going to determine how fast demand will come back online. But there's really no strong reason in the fundamentals why oil prices should rise as much above where they are.
Sarah Ladislaw is an energy analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you very much.